Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Zayin, and today we'll talk about the relationship between Sukkah and Hekdesh. Sukkah as connected to Hekdesh, Makom HaMikdash. So let's see. The Mishnah tells us in Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin that Rebbe Eliezer holds Arba Esrei Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. Rebbe Eliezer holds that a person has to have 14 meals in the Sukkah. Achas Bayom V'Achas Balayla. Right, Sukkah is a 7-day holiday, and one has to have 14 meals in the Sukkah. One by day and one by night. V'chachamim omrim ein l'davar kitzvah. No, there's no kitzvah. You know, if Rashi says, imratza lehislanos, if you want to fast, einanun is kakin lo, then, okay, ela im yochal lo yochal chutz l'sukkah. If you want to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. But if you want to fast, or maybe it means if you want to fast from bread, and, you know, one is going to eat chicken and fruit and other dvarim that are not achilas keva, so then that would be okay. Machlokas or Belezer and the Chachamim. Chutz b'lil yad v'rishon shel chag bavad, except for the first side of Sukkos, of course, which has a chiyuv to eat, as we know from the Gzeirah Shava to Pesach, Be'erev Toch L'Matzos, Hakas of Kavu Chova, just like you have to eat the night of Pesach, you have to eat the first night of Sukkos. What is the reason for Rebbe Eliezer? Why does Rebbe Eliezer say 14 meals in the Sukkah? So, Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli says right here, by time of Rebbe Eliezer, Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru. Live in the Sukkah as you live in your house. Madira achas bayom v'achas balayla, just like in your house, you generally eat one meal by day and one meal by night, a day meal, a night meal. Av sukkah achas bayom v'achas balayla, so to sukkah, one meal by day and one meal by night. Again, interesting, the Gemara Maseches Chulin that talks about the time between the two meals each day, so maybe that's related as well, right? The makar for the waiting between fleishiks and milchiks. That's the Rebbe Eliezer Shita. For Rabbanan say, no, kedira. The Rabbanan say, just like in your house, madira yibo yachal yibo yilo achal, just like in your house, you could eat if you want, and you don't have to eat if you don't want. Av sukkanami yibo yachal yibo yilo achal, so do sukkah. If you want to eat, great. If you don't want to eat, then don't eat either. And we say, what about the first night? Fine. So that's the Bavli. If just the Bavli, we wouldn't be having this shiur today. But the Yerushalmi, Tosas here goes to the Yerushalmi. Teishvu kein taduru. Yerushalmi yalav gzeirah shava. The Yerushalmi learns a gzeirah shava for Rabbi Eliezer, a different makar. Namar kan teishvu v'namar lahalan u pesach o amoy teishvu yomam v'layla shivas yamim. It says by the miluim that they are in the Pesach al Moed, the end of Parshas Sav, 7 days. Ma yishiva, there's a teshu. Ma yishiva shenamar lahalan asaba salelos kabayamim. Just like yeshiva there, they made nights like days. Af yeshiva amurakan asaba salelos kabayamim, nights like days. And what does that mean in terms of eating? The time of the rabbanan mefarish of Yochanan mishmar bishmol nemar kan chamisha asar bepesach, but nemar chamisha asar bechag. The use of the rabbanan is a different zera shava. Matesav and nemar bepesach laila misha chova v'shar kol yamim rishus. Just like Pesach, only the first night is a chiyuv. Av tesav and nomar bechag laila rishon chova v'shar kol yamim rishus. Okay, and the Rishabi continues. How far do you take that comparison? The Aruch Laner and the Pnei Yeshua, but the Aruch Laner discusses, it's not really a machlokas, there's a need for both sources. Lanias Daiti says the Aruch Laner, Yesh Lomar, Da Yerushalmi, Vishasti, Lon, Lo Pligi, the Travayu, Taimit Sarach. You need both. You need both the makar of Teishu Kein Taduru, one by day, one by night, and you need the makar of the Yerushalmi, comparing it to the Miluim. Why? The Yerushalmi, who Nidrash Gamkin Lekama, we use the Yerushalmi later on, we'll get to that, but Hashem later on, Adaf Mem Gimel, to include Leilos Kiyamim. Lachain, Ilekarak Taim Adashas Tahacha, if we only had the makar of the, our makar, lo yadina divina teshu kein tadur ela bayom. If you wouldn't have had our makar, I wouldn't have known that you have to eat it by day. To besukos teshu shivas yamim ksiv. I'm sorry, I would have thought only by day. Because it says shivas yamim. Viakati suzas laila lo yadinan sheichiv. I wouldn't have known that you have to have a chiv, according to Rabbi Eliezer, of a chiv at night. But lachain tzara taiva Yerushalmi, which is day and night. Achein idea adrasha the Yerushalmi, but if you only had the Yerushalmi, lo yadinan raksha balayla gamkein, yesh chiyuv iboy achil le'echal basukkah. I wouldn't have done with just the Yerushalmi, only at night there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. V'yakadim n'alish yizorach le'echal basukkah, afilu imeinu rotze le'echal klal. What if you don't want to eat at all? Oh, and then I saw the Pnei Yeshua also discuss this. So he talks about both makaras. Fine. Also, another element we learned from this, that according to the Bavli, it's an internal sukkah makar, right? Teisho kenta duru, from within sukkah. How do we understand that? We understand that as the mitzvah of sukkahs. The Yerushalmi discusses brings in a separate makar, right, from a totally different context. Brings it something in from the Mishkan and Shivas Yimei Miluim. What does that have to do with us? Why is that brought in? Within, according to the Bavli, it's within us. It's a sukkah makar. But here it's a Gzeirah Shavah. Okay, so you might say Gzeirah Shavah in general, compared to two different contexts. But usually we like to think that there's something fundamental and substantial about the connection between two contexts of Gzeirah Shavah. So here you might say, no, nothing, right? As we know, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, right? The whole Torah is one Inyan, and really the two have nothing to do with each other. The Torah is just linking them by words. Or maybe there's something deeper. Maybe there's a deeper connection between sukkah and Mishkan. And its sukkah is a makom ha-makudash, so to speak. It's silut dehemnusa. It's being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense. And this is not the only place where we see such a concept. And that's why the suggestion is made for the latter suggestion. So we had already a number of times. We had back on Dav Dalet. Back on Dav Dalet, on Mabez, going over to Hamad Aleph. What is the minimum height of a sukkah? Says the Gemara Minolan, right? The first Mishnah, Eina Gavoa Asara Tachim. Minolan, how do we know? Aron Tisha, Kaporas Tefach, Hari Kanasara. The Aron is 9 Tachim high. The Kaporas is 1 Tefach high. And that's 10 Tachim. V'ksiv, V'noati L'chasham. Hashem says, I will meet you there. V'dibarti Yitzchame Ala Kaporas. And I'll speak to you from on top of the Kaporas. Vitanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Me'olam Lo Yard Shechina Lamata. The Rabbi Yossi says the Shechina never went lower than 10 tefachim. V'lo alo l'Moshe v'Elio l'Mara, and Moshe and Elio didn't go up higher than that. Aye, it seems like they did. No, it was within, as we saw that Gemara. But let's think about this. What does the height of the Aron have to do with Sukkah? So the Gemara says, quotes the pasuk, that the Aron is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu met us and spoke to us. So what does that have to do with Sukkah? Unless you say that there's something about the meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has to do with Sukkah. I'd rather not say it's just totally arbitrary, this height. So what is this height? There are many things that have height in Halacha. So why does it say that? The Gemara goes into, how do you even know the one Kaparas Tefach? Why do you learn it from that? The Miskeres, the Chulu. But either way, that's Aron. The Ritva himself wonders about this Makar. The Ritva there, on Daf Hey, says the Ritva. Let's just find it. What does the Ritva say on Dalam Abayz? Pirish v'chivir shelo yarda shechina lamata v'ashkechu dira ala kapores. You find dira ala kapores. That's what he says. Sukkah is a place to live. And v'no ati l'chasha means I will meet you there. Shamina dekal shekavo asara rishus acheresi. Anything that is a tachmai is rishus acheres. V'tema hechi maisi raya din Torah, right? How do you bring a raya to a din daraisa that the sukkah has to be high at least 10 tefachim? Midin Rabbi Yossi, ki ilu heim min hakasuv. Oh, halach l'moshe b'sinai shelo yard l'shechina lamata. How do you bring this type of makar? What is it? It's a din daraisa. It sounds like a very tenuous connection. Ubi Yerushalmi, and he quotes the Yerushalmi, gives a different makar, but that's not only our case of the Yerushalmi, but the Shivas Yimei Miluim. So number one, that's number one. Number two, you have the height of the sukkah. Number three, we have a couple of dafim later, we had daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. How do we know? The Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Schach have to be Eino Mekabel Tuma. How do we know that Schach have to be Eino Mekabel Tuma? So the Gemara says in Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Mino Animili Amar Reish Lakish Amar Cross. The first pasuk is the Eid Ya'aleh Ben Aretz. You know it from Eid, you know it from the vapor that went up in the beginning of Bereshis. Mat Eid Davashina Makabal Tumma, just like Eid is something that's not Makabal Tumma, it's not Tibble, Vigidulam in Aretz, Afsukkah Davashina Makabal Tumma, Vigidulam in Aretz. Fine, and we said that only works if the Sukkah is to remember something not tangible. Adonai HaKavin. What about Sukkahs Mamish? So we quote the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. So number two, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Maikel Ameymar, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra, Chag HaSukkahs, Tas Elcha, Makir Sukkah, Lachagiga. The sukkah is compared to the carbon chagiga, chag asukkas, ma chagiga, darmashina makabal tuma, just like the chagiga is a carbon that's not makabal tuma, vigidulo min aretz, av sukkah darmashina makabal tuma, vigidulo min aretz, just like the carbon chagiga is not makabal tuma, so to the sukkah. So again, what is the carbon have to do with sukkah? This comparison. And we know, obviously, this isn't the only halacha that we learned from carbon chagiga. This is the, in terms of the Eina Makabel Tumah status, but if you look back on Daf Tes, two Daf earlier, we know even by the Machlokas Beshamai Beis Hillel. Beshamai says Sukkah Yishana is a problem, and Beis Hillel says Sukkah Yishana is not a problem. So what is the Makar for Beshamai? So two sources. Number one, first Beshamai says Chag Asukas Shivas Yamim Lashem, Sukkah Asui L'Shem Chag, right? L'Shem Chag, L'Shem, Be'inan. Rabbi Hillel says no. That pasuk is telling me that the Ati Sukkah are usur kol Shiva. And then the Gemara says, Vitanya, Rabbi Yehuda Bebeseira Omer, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim ala Chagiga, Ka Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. Just like Chal Shem Shemayim, the Isser Hana is on a carbon Chagiga, so too, there's an Isser, Daraisa Darabanan, Tosas discusses that here on the Sukkah. Shemar Chaga Sukkah Shivasi Bim Lashem, Machag Lashem, Av Sukkah Lashem. So the Isser Hanah of benefiting from the Sukkah comes from Karban. Even interesting discussion, how literally you take this. An important comment of the Taz. The Ramah says in Tavresh Lamed Ches, what happens if I didn't use it for a Sukkah yet, I just designated it to make it, to use it for a Sukkah? Says the Tavresh Lamed Ches, that's a simon of Sukkah Venoya, Asur and Kol Shiva. Says the Ramah, V'kolzelo mayri ela besukkah sheyasha ba'pamachad. If I sat in the sukkah, so then that is a sukkah that I use. Avalim hizmina l'sukkah v'lo yasha ba' lo ne'esra. Da'azmana la milsahi. Hazmana is not la milsa, Gemara that comes up elsewhere, and therefore it is not considered a designation that already gives it the status. The Magen Avraham here is a short comment. V'kasha de v'sivin membeis, kasav hazmana l'gufa kedusha milsahi, sivin membeis. In Tilchas Tfilin, Hazmana is Milsa, V'yesh Lomai, says the Magen Avraham, Tashmishe Mitzvah Kila Tvei. Tashmishe Mitzvah are more Mako than our case of Sukkah. The Taz has a little lengthier comment there. The Taz says, Kashali, HaMakshina Sukkah, he has the other way. Right? He says, "We our Gemara Kefiras, what's the source for the Isser Hana? It's our Gemara that we just read by Karbanas, Makshina Sukkah L'Chag, Kedisela El Shachal Shev Shemayim Ala Sukkah. VMK Neima Khan Besukkah Gamkin Hazmana Milsahi. Kumo Bekarban Chagiga. Tekaimalan Bekarban. Im Amar Hareze Karban. If somebody says this is a Karban, Tavikdushas Haguf. Hachanami Neima Besukkah. Uminale Lechalik Binayu. Tekaimalan Ein Hekish Lemechsa. Right? You don't make a Hekish part way. Kol Shagain Kandrach Mana Akshinu Beferish. The Torah compares them. Saka, how do you know that a Sukkah you should not say Hazmana Milsa? Venira De Daito Bazeh, says the Taz. Devadai, the Ramah must hold. Ein lecha lomar shekol adidim sheyeshna mechagiga gizu besukkah. You can't say that sukkah is exactly like chagiga. Diim kein neima sheyesh gam besukkah kedusha saguf. Because then you would say this full kedusha saguf by sukkah too. I mean, no, sukkah is not tashvishe kedusha. It's tashvishe mitzvah. El al karchach tachi kamar kra. Chag asukkah taslacha shevas yamim. Tedafka bazeh yu shavim linyin zayin yamim. Sheitehe kedusha hasukkah lizman zeh kamo bechag. The makar is regarding the 7 days. V'lo tito mimenu lahana ascha shum davar levat mimena kedusha shala. Bazed afke shavim v'lo ledavar acher. Only regarding this it's shava. V'yava gav darmina la'el del rabbanan darshinan asei sukkah afilu b'yom zayin ha'ilin tasev alecha v'lini hekesh l'chagav hekesh l'chol zayin yamim. V'yokei nira pashut shavet katzav eini yosemayim ledavar acher hainu derech lito b'shav shavazet tevat al kedusha asa. You get a no in the normal way to use it. But this is the Taz. So it's fascinating that he even has to have this discussion. Don't think it's exactly like a carbon. And the Magen Avraham. Well, it's not like tefillin, tashmishi mitzvah. But again, that discussion highlights the comparison to carbon. Tosas here, Daf Tes, discusses whether it's a daraisa or it is a darabanan, ati sukkah serim muksa huksala mitzvaso. Tosas says, mashma da asiri mi daraisa, vidrasha gemurahu, mi deparech, vakra lahach yuda asa. It sounds like it's a real drasha, that it's muksa machmas mitzvah, huksala mitzvaso is a daraisa. But he says, in Masech HaShabbos, it sounds like it's a darabanan. Could you be machalik between the two? Tosas says, maybe while it's standing, so then it's daraisa. But after it fell, then it would be Durabanan. Rabbi Tab says, up until the Heksher Sukkah, there's Kedusha Daraisa. More than the Heksher Sukkah is Durabanan. Okay. So either way, so what do we have so far? We have our Gemara of Rebbe Lazar and the Yerushalmi. Number one. Number two, you have the height of the Sukkah. Number three, you have the Sukkah, Skaknach, Biba Kabbal Tumah. Number four, you have the discussion of Chal Shem Shemayim. Number five, The Gemara says on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, which we had, that one's not allowed to use worn out begadim for schach. Worn out begadim, even if they're tiny, even if they grow from the ground and they're no longer a kli. The Gemara says Bavloi Kalim are pasul. Bavloi Kalim are pasul. What does that mean? Right. The Gemara says later on Matloni El Shein Bem Shalosh Al Shalosh, very small. Why? Rashi says here the Afagav the Mehashdalom Makabli Tuma, even though they're not Makabal Tuma now, they're too small. Kivan de Mekli Asu Gozer Barabanan, since they used to be a kli, so therefore they were gozer. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Galyone Ashas right here, maybe it's because it's comparable to Kachim. And just like by Kachim, we have the principle of Dichui, so too here. That's what he says. Bilavush Tevetafresh Chavtes. The Chalakim Sachabed, Afil Nishru Shachal, Nishru Shir Kabbalah Tuma. The Hoel, the Idchu, Idchu. The Enam Chosrim Lachsheram. The Nira, says the Gilyone Ashas, based on the Lavush. The Nira de Mitam Dichui Kaasi Alai. He comes, he's mentioning Dichui. Yavagad, the Dichui Mekar Loavi Dichui. Still, this is Nira Venidcha. This used to be good. The Kodam Shasan Kalim, Ayruin Leschach Bahen. Before you made them into Kalim, it was right to use it for Schach. And then you made it into Schach, and now not. So it's called Nira Venidcha in the rules of Kachim. And therefore, he says that's the Svara for the. Levush. But then he continues. Ulam gab nira v'nitchar misafka. Yamrina eitzal mitzvos. Do you say dichui by mitzvos? V'ulai sukkah chashuva kekadshim. Maybe sukkah is like kachim, as we've been saying. Ho v'iskish l'chagiga. V'chal shem shemayim alea ka'ala chagiga. Ayin le'al daf testament aleph daf yud aleph mabez, which we just quoted. Amazing. So he says maybe this whole din of dichui is related to the, this is based on dichui, and it's related to our topic. He also quotes the Sifra in Parshas Emor. The Sifra in Parshas Emor requires a pasuk to say there's no me'ilah by sukkah. Chag ha-sukkah shivas yamim la'shem, yachol, says the Sifra. This is in Parshas Emor, Perek Yud Beis, Parsha Yud Beis, Oz Gimel, yachol te chagiga v'sukkah lo'gavoa. So you might think, since chag and sukkah are in the same pasuk, you might think that the chagiga and the sukkah are both lo'gavoa. Tabalomar chag ha-sukkah ta'aseh l'cha shivas yamim. I chag ha-sukkah ta'aseh l'cha yachol yichagiga v'sukkah lahedyo. You might think the opposite, that chagiga is lahedyo. Tabalomar chag ha-sukkah shivas yamim l'ashem. So how do you put the two psukim together? Ha-ketzad, chagiga l'gavoa, v'sukkah lahedyot. The chagiga is kachim, and sukkah is not, but you need a pasuk to tell me that. You would have thought that sukkah is l'gavoa, me'ila, amazing. Again, the comparison. And finally, what Tosfos himself referred to, that later on in Daf Mem Gimel, how do we know that Lulav is only by day, but Sukkah is by day and by night? So that's the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Gimel and Aleph, going over to Mem Gimel and Mabez. So you know that Sukkah also is day and night. So what's the message? What's the message of all of these Mechoras? Six different sources relating to, or seven, including our Gemara, that Sukkah is a Makam Kadosh, is being with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's an amazing schus. But just on the other hand, Mori Varabi, or Rosenzweig, once said that the past couple of days we've also had exactly the opposite message. Teshu Kein Taduru. Again, a topic of a separate shiur we'll just mention. Right, we had on Daf Chavav, right? Teshu Kein Taduru. We had Tosfos on today's Daf. Right, Teshu Kein Taduru is the Rabbanan Shita, right? That you just like you could live in your house, you eat whatever you want and whenever you want, so too in the Sukkah. Tosfos says on Daf Chavav, on yesterday's Daf, that's the reason for the term Mitztair. It's because of Teshu Kein Taduru. Dein Adam Darba, Makam Shem Mitztair. And that's why Hol Chei Drachim is our putter because of Teshu Kei Tadura. You would leave your house, and that's the Gemara Daf Chaf Chesma Beis. Gemara Tamar's Daf. It's just like be in your house like you would be in the Sukkah like you'd be in your house. Tanur Kol Shavas Hayamim Adam Osa Sikaso Keva Beso Arai. And what do? In the Sukkah. Hailo Kelim Noi Malam LaSukkah. Matzos Noos Malam LaSukkah. Ochla V'Shosu Mataya B'Sukkah. Do everything in the Sukkah. Tan Rabbanan Teshu Kein Taduru. Kol Shivas Hayamim Osa Adam Sukkah So Kevo Beso Arai. And do everything in the Sukkah. Learn in the Sukkah. Eat in the Sukkah. Be Matayal in the Sukkah. Do everything in the Sukkah because that becomes your house. Tosfos on Daf Chav. Testament Aleph talks about the different types of Kelim. that you would bring in the sukkah. The Gemara is mechalik between food kalim and liquid kalim. Tosva says on top, "Ataima dekeinta duro beinan." Right, that's why the difference of kederos vani ein regilin lios bebeis dira. And these types of big pots are not right to be in where you live. Avobayis yishlam levadam. They have a separate place where you put them. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this whole discussion. It says, you know, don't do dvarim bezuyim in the sukkah, because you wouldn't do dvarim bezuyim in your house. Right, the Ramah says, the beginning of Tafrei Shlama test, Val yasa shum tashmish bazuyim pesukkah, kedish lo yu mitzvah bezuyos alav. Discussion of the Bir Alacha, what about tashmish amita? So he says, that's not tashmish bazuy, because that's teshu kein taduru. So even that, so doesn't this go in the opposite direction? Yeah, the sukkah is just like your house. Do whatever you want in the sukkah. So we just said that sukkah is a makom kadosh with seven different comparisons. But maybe that's the point. You have this balance. It's a makom kadosh, but it's also about the mundane. It's also about the living your life in a makom kadosh. It's bringing the mundane into our lives. That's what sukkah is about. It's about bringing the kedusha in, having it come together and being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but bringing him into our life, being Mekadosh L'Chomer. So maybe that's the real message of Sukkah. Okay, we'll stop here.